Traffic moved at a normal pace along Delaware Avenue Tuesday, with many citizens unaware of what was happening in a nearby driveway leading to the mansion. Film crews were at work, and actor Matthew Broderick was inside. Sources tell WBFO News Broderick arrived Monday and will be here through tomorrow for the filming. Amherst resident David Cacciatore came downtown with his family. They're big Broderick fans.
We're big Matthew Broderick fans from Ferris Bueller, so I wanted to bring my daughter down to see if we could see him. My daughter with Lion King, and also, you know, a lot of his Broadway work we enjoy too, so we just want to see if we can get a glimpse.
Are you surprised there's not more people down here
star watching? I am. Yeah, when we first pulled up, we were surprised that there was nobody here, so we actually thought we were in the wrong place at first.
According to the movie trailer, the theme of the American side is about one of Nikola Tesla's designs, found in Buffalo 70 years after his death. This film includes scenes from Niagara Falls.
You're chasing a madman who's been dead for 70 years.
I don't even own a gun.
Ever heard of Nikola Tesla?
Around the North Street side of the Butler Mansion, there were a few rental trucks parked in a lot with gear and other film equipment for the movie shoot. There was also a yellow sign posted on a tree that said, "To set." But for star watcher Cacciatore, he said he expected to see a bit more excitement for this filming.
No, I thought there would actually be a little bit more production vehicles and that kind of stuff, so I was very surprised that there was just a couple vehicles.
It's actually kind of low-key.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I was again, surprised. It looks like they're doing most of the stuff inside, but you know, hopefully we can get a glimpse of them.
The Buffalo Niagara Film Commission says it's not allowed to discuss filming of this movie. So we put a call out to the producer, Jonathan Shoemaker, but have not yet received a call back. Shoemaker served as unit production manager during the making of Henry's Crime, which was also filmed right here in Buffalo back in 2009. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.